Good morning and welcome to our daily devotional on Wednesday the 16th of September. A moment of silence as we enter God's presence. God is spirit and those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. Turn to us again, O God, our Saviour, and let your anger cease from us. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Show us your mercy, O Lord, and grant us your salvation. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Your salvation is near for those that fear you, that glory may dwell in our land. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. The psalm appointed for today is Psalm 105, beginning to read at verse 38. Egypt was glad when they left, because dread of Israel had fallen on them. He spread out a cloud as a covering, and a fire to give light at night. They asked, and he brought them quail, and satisfied them with the bread of heaven. He opened the rock, and water gushed out. Like a river it flowed in the desert. For he remembered his holy promise, given to his servant Abraham. He brought out his people with rejoicing, his chosen ones with shouts of joy. He gave them the lands of the nations, and they fell heir to what others had toiled for, that they might keep his precepts and observe his laws. The canticle for today is the Song of Isaiah. Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and will not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and my might. He has become my salvation. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. And you will say in that day, give thanks to the Lord. Call on his name. Make known his deeds among the nations. Proclaim that his name is exalted. Sing praises to the Lord, for he has done gloriously. Let this be known in all the earth. Shout aloud and sing for joy, O royal Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Our reading continues in the Acts of the Apostles, Chapter 16, beginning at verse 16. Paul and Silas in prison. Once when they were going to the place of prayer, we were met by a slave girl who had a spirit by which she predicted the future. She earned a great deal of money for her owners by fortune-telling. This girl followed Paul and the rest of us, shouting, "These men are servants of the Most High God, who are telling you the way to be saved." She kept this up for many days. Finally, Paul became so troubled that he turned around and said to the Spirit, "In the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to come out of her." At that moment, the Spirit left her. When the owners of the slave girl realized that their hope of making money was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace to face the authorities. They brought them before the magistrates and said, "These men are Jews and are throwing our city into an uproar by advocating customs unlawful for us Romans to accept or practice." The crowd joined in the attack against Paul and Silas, and the magistrates ordered them to be stripped and beaten. After they had been severely flogged, they were thrown into prison, and the jailer was commanded to guard them carefully. Upon receiving such orders, he put them in the inner cell and fastened their seat in the stocks. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening to them. After the reading, The Canticle Vanity. Oh, come, let us sing out to the Lord. Let us shout in triumph to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and cry out to him joyfully in psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, and the peaks of the mountains are his also. The sea is his, and he made it. His hands moulded dry land. Come, let us bow down and kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is the Lord our God. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Today, if only you would hear his voice. Do not harden your hearts as you did in the wilderness, when your forebears tested me, put me to the proof, though they had seen my works. 40 years long I loathed that generation and said, it is a people who do err in their hearts, for they do not know my ways, of whom I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever. Amen. Let us pray. Let us pray to God who loves the world that he has made. Let us pray for ourselves and for all people. As you have given to your people the gift of faith and many, many blessings, make that faith powerful as a witness to your love. Let your church be constant in prayer and service, never doubting your power to save. Gather into your fold the lost sheep of this world, the unbelievers and the hard of heart. Hear those who desire to know you but cannot speak their need. Guide and guard our families and all others with whom we share our lives. Bless the homes where there is sickness, anxiety, or any other trouble. Bring healing to those who are ill or in pain, especially we think of children. Comfort and strengthen their parents who are anxious for their child. Give peace to all unquiet minds and troubled spirits. Give peace to the dead. Have compassion on those who died without faith, that they too may receive your mercy. We say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Go now with love in your hearts, light in your eyes, and life in your souls. Go in the service of Christ to proclaim what he has done for you and share what he has given. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and those whom you love, this day and always. Amen.